Another little piece there from Kenny Burrell. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? On a Friday morning, it's Friday Morning with the Arts. Thanks again to Ron Himes and Kingsley Legs with the Black Rep. They open tonight with August Wilson's Seven Guitars at the Emerson Theater, Harrah-Stowe College, and they run through April 23rd. Sounds like a fascinating story, and I highly urge you to get out and see it. Go see the Black Rep. They do such a great job, Ron and company. 9:34 now. I'm Jim Doyle, and in the second half of the show, we welcome back another dear old friend, Carrie Houck.
Hello, good morning.
Good to see you,
good to
young
see
lady.
You too.
Carrie, among other things, is the organizer of the now second year of the Tennessee Williams Festival here in St. Louis. And I know when we had you in last year, there was some speculation as to whether, you know, it was going to work and whether you were going to go on, you were going to push on and all that. But, I mean, it's this massive thing now.
It became massive very quickly. We were very successful last year. And, you know, when I spoke to you a year ago, we had no idea how it would play. But Williams lovers came out of the woodwork. I think Williams gained a lot of new fans last year. Mm-hmm. He wrote over 200 plays. So there's something for everyone, and we not only include theater, but we have educational panels, we have music, we have cabarets, we have parties, we have Stella shouting contests.
Tours, bus tours.
We have bus tours. So I actually had a friend who said, Carrie, you know, I love the theater, but I'm not a big Williams fan. I don't know if I want to come. I said, please, trust me, just try it. And he came to everything, and at the end of the weekend, he wrote a letter to the Post-Dispatch saying why this festival is important to our city. So I'm very proud. And we've really gone from zero to 100 this year. I mean, we've doubled what we did last year. And we're producing almost all of the productions this year.
You open on the 3rd of May.
Uh-huh.
And run through the 7th.
Yes.
And we'll get into some of the particulars because, like, it's not just one play, one Tennessee Williams play after another. There's so many more things you're doing. And that leads me to this question. Is this your full-time gig now?
It is. Well, I still coach actors, and I still am an adjunct professor at Webster one day a week, Webster University.
Because I met you years ago, you were a casting director.
Yes.
And I think, if I remember correctly, you actually cast me a couple of times.
I did.
I hope I remember that well.
Along with Ron and Kingsley, who just left. I hadn't seen Kingsley in a long time. I will always be a casting director.
Okay.
I steered away from film and TV because that really, you know, that was never my love. I fell into that accidentally in Chicago, and, you know, it helped pay for my house. Film and theater pay very differently.
Right.
But I really missed my roots in the theater. And, you know, you mistakenly thought this might be our third year. I think because I did that Major Williams production
right.
in 2014, where, Stairs to the Roof, which
right.
was the seed of the festival.
Right. The festival was sort of
spawned
from that,
exactly.
from that play.
Right.
That's, yeah. So thanks for setting me straight on
that,
Carrie,
so
because I thought, wow, they've been around more than two
yeah,
years.
Yeah, we started in the fall of 2014, and that was an independent production of mine that was fairly large. And it's when I realized that it was time for our city to inaugurate a festival for America's greatest playwright. But, you know, August Wilson, last night I spoke to at a small fundraising event, and I consider Williams America's Shakespeare. But, you know, along with Williams, we have Arthur Miller, Eugene O'Neill, and August Wilson, I think, is the top four American playwrights, with new ones, of course, coming up.
Right. But I was going to say Ron Himes, who was just here moments ago, that would be a great debate.
Well, honestly, I really believe that August Wilson is are right up there with everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm so thrilled that the Black Rep continues to produce his work because, you know, young people need to go to the theater. We need to really get young audiences in because, they don't even read the plays in school anymore.
Right.
And it should be part of their curriculum. That's one of my missions, to get plays back into the schools.
Well, now, most of your high schools do one or two theater productions
year. Yes, but they don't read them anymore. So the kids who aren't theater kids don't really realize what they're missing out on. When I was a kid, I ate them up. I read Shakespeare. I read Tennessee Williams. I read William Inge, Eugene O'Neill. I mean, instead of novels, I read plays. And they're delicious, and, you know, they really open up your imagination, I think.
Well, and we tried something different here with our Shakespeare plays every Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and our sonnets daily. And, by the way, I'll have to give it another plug this coming Sunday, 1 o'clock, A Comedy of Errors with Dennis McCarthy and Pernella Scales. So
I love that you do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people were sort of, really? You're going to do a Shakespeare play on the radio? Isn't that sort of retro, a little bit, you know, like maybe 1920s radio? But not really. Because the language.
Mm-hmm.
and the stories themselves are mm-hmm. need to be
mm-hmm.
and let's say Rick Dildine, who's helping us out to a certain mm-hmm. degree, Shakespeare St. Louis has done a fabulous job of bringing the bard back into the forefront of the mind.
They started out like we did, you know. Last night at this small fundraiser, Peter Mayer, who's a wonderful local actor, came and did a monologue from Williams and read some essays. And I said, Pete, remember when you were doing this for the Shakespeare Festival in the early days when Lana Pepper was trying to get it off the ground? And that's, you know, that's where we are. And I want the longevity that the Shakespeare Festival has now. I love Rick. I admire him. He's on my board. No one's safe around me. You know that, Jim.
Our guest, Carrie Houck, she is the founder and the artistic director and everything mm-hmm. else with the upcoming Tennessee Williams Festival. Now in its second year, it gets underway May 3rd, runs through the 7th. We'll talk more with Carrie in just a minute. It's 9:47. Carrie Houck with us. She is the artistic director and founder of the Tennessee Williams Festival, which opens on May 3rd,
mm-hmm.
and tell us about your location this year.
Well, we're
several locations, obviously.
We're hubbed in Grand Center again. Last year, we did have a venue outside of the neighborhood, but this year, we're all in Grand Center. We're hubbed at our new building, where our office is called the Dot Zach. It's in the 3,000 block of Locust, a little west of Compton. We have free parking. We'll be doing a lot of our events at the Dot Zach. They have a beautiful new theater space. We'll also be at the Marcel, which is just about a block from there. At the Stockton House again with a site-specific production. That was our biggest crowd pleaser last year. And at the Curtain Call Lounge, which is Mary Strauss's lovely little throwback nightclub next to the Fox. Another exciting thing that we've added this year is an art exhibition. Tennessee Williams was a painter as well mm-hmm. as a playwright and poet, and he wanted to have an artistic outlet in which he wouldn't be critiqued. So he painted for many, many, many years. The collection is now housed in the Key West Art and Historical Society. It's only left Key West once to the New Orleans Williams Festival 3 years ago, and I went down and met David Wachowski. And my board president actually went ahead of me, and we sealed the deal. Mr. Wachowski is now almost, he might be 100 by now, but he wanted to see the paintings in Tennessee Williams' hometown while he was still alive to see that happen. So we will be opening that on May 5th at the St. Louis University Museum of Art, a beautiful, beautiful museum on Lindell, just west of Grand. With a reception, we get to keep the paintings to the end of July. So that was a real coup for us to get those.
How big is the collection?
We're bringing about 25 canvases.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And these have never been seen outside of Key West, Florida.
They were in New Orleans three years ago.
That's right.
But other than that, no. And I've heard that there are a couple of St. Louisans who have individual pieces of Williams in their collection. So I hope they'll come see this work and make themselves known.
Carrie Houck is with us this morning, and she is heading up the Tennessee Williams Fest, which opens on May 3rd. Which specific plays or productions are we doing this year, and how many?
Well, I think we have about five. We're doing Small Craft Warnings, which was a play that Williams wrote in the early 70s, and it's one of my favorites. It takes place in a bar in a Long Beach, California-type town, and it's a group of denizens of this bar. And, you know, our theme this year is magic of the other. And I think in Williams' work, you can find these people who are slightly disenfranchised and they don't fit into the cookie cutter mold. And that's who you'll find in this bar. And it's a very highly entertaining piece. It's comedic. It's heartbreaking. I've cast a really stellar cast from either St. Louis or with St. Louis roots. A couple of them live in New York now, but they're coming back to us. Megan Wiles, Spencer Milford, Jeremy Lawrence, who's a very big Williams interpreter, is coming back to play Doc, which is the part that Williams played. Williams actually played the role in New York to generate ticket sales when it wasn't doing well. So, this will be the highlight of the festival, I believe, sort of our centerpiece, and that will be at the Dot Zack, opening May 4th. In the Stockton House, where we did the one acts last year, the site-specific plays, we're doing a play called Will Mr. Merriweather Return from Memphis? And it's about women waiting for their men to come home, either in reality or some of them have passed and they come back as apparitions. And it's a lovely, bittersweet, darling play directed by Jeff Awada, who is highly talented director here in St. Louis. He's also a professor at Webster, one of the most imaginative directors in our city. I'm a big fan. We're bringing in a play from Havana, well, Miami, with Havana roots. It's going to be co-directed by Flora Lauten of Teatro Buendia in Havana with her daughter Lily Vega, who's of Miami, with a Miami cast in Spanish. It's a play suggested by a Streetcar Named Desire called Deseo. It will be in Spanish with live music, Cuban music, with English subtitles. So it's for everybody. I wanted to bring something to our Hispanic community of Williams to introduce them to his work and also provide an amazing theatrical experience for everyone, because Flora Lauten is internationally known and she's our dear friend, and it's a real gift that we got this production. That will be at the Marcel, which is about a block away from the Dot Zack. So people can park in one place and walk to everything. We're doing a cabaret at the Curtain Call Lounge with Anita Jackson and Charles Kreff called Bertha in Paradise. Bertha was a character in one of the plays last year, and she was such a hit. We're bringing her back from the dead, and she can sing. So Anita will be opening the festival on May 3rd and then playing throughout the weekend at the Curtain Call. We're doing panels. We're doing a panel on the art exhibition on Saturday morning at the Dot Zack. We're doing a panel on the theme of our festival, Magic of the Other, on Sunday morning. A piece of the festival that's important to me is the New Playwrights Initiative. Every year I want to feature a new, young, up-and-coming playwright in our festival with a reading. This year we picked a local. He's not local anymore. He lives in New York, Jack Chapchak, who was a former student of mine. He's now an up-and-coming playwright. He just won an award for his play Naming the Dog, which takes place in St. Louis, and won a big award from the NYU Tisch School of the Arts, the Goldberg Prize. So we're featuring his play with a reading on Saturday afternoon at 5 at the Dot Zack. I added something. I saw something I fell in love with in New Orleans, so I've added it on Saturday afternoon at 2. It's called St. Louis Stories. And they're adaptations of short stories brought to theatrical life. They're just delightful, charming. I couldn't pass them up. So at the last minute, we've arranged to bring them in following the bus tour. We thought it would fit in for people on the bus tour to just stay, have lunch at the Dot Zack, and see St. Louis Stories, and then stay for the evening. We've hubbed it like this so people can make a weekend of it.
big, big show.
Big. Stella Shouting at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. You can win some beer if you're the best Stanley. Actually, we can have girl
Stanleys,
too.
That was
Stanleys
a big hit last year, wasn't it?
It was a great big hit. Yeah. Yeah. Maggie Conroy this year is playing Stella. She'll be hanging off the side of the Dotzac mezzanine.
So earlier you said that the festival itself in the year between the first and the second has literally gone from 0 to 100.
It really has. I mean, last year we produced the rooming house plays, but everything else we were presenting. This year we're producing everything with the exception of Deseo and the St. Louis Story. So it's a lot of work on our end, but we're really committed to excellence with the productions. They're going to be top-notch all the way. I have a lot of professional contracts in these shows, but I think it will pay off.
Carrie, where can we get a complete list of the happenings? Because as you said, and as you've just explained, there is a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, and you really need the visual. We do have a website. It's www.twstl.org.
TW for Tennessee Williams, STL. .org.
Exactly. And then MetroTix is handling our ticketing at very reasonable rates, very small service charges, and they have complete information as well.
Very good. It's coming up quickly, May 3rd.
Yikes.
Congratulations. It's just
you.
Amazing.
I want to see you there.
I will be there. You bet.
Okay.
You bet. Carrie Houck, she is the artistic director and founder of the Tennessee Williams Festival, now in its second year. And, boy, keep up the good work, young
Thank
lady.
You. If I can survive, will.
You're taking huge leaps here in St. Louis, not only with the festival, but you mentioned earlier, you're trying to get word out to schools to get kids reading plays again.
Yes, and, it's very important.
And keeping up with a very important part of our cultural landscape. So,
thank you so much.
All right, Carrie. So good to see you.
Always.
We'll see you at the fest.
See you at the fest, May 3rd.
3 minutes away from 10 o'clock, that does it for Friday Morning with the Arts.